Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Mr. Tressida Bendigo, introducing a further chapter of Office Wife.
I've said all along I like Jeff Pilgrim. I still do. But this business of Marcia and that voluptuous young secretary of Jeff's is getting out of hand. I should have had the girl transferred long ago. But Jeff took the very sensible line that he wasn't going to get rid of his secretary just to pander to Marcia's ridiculous tantrums. Well, I'm beginning to have my doubts. Jeff did take the girl out the other night while his wife was in hospital. Even if he had good reason to be hot under the collar. But coming on top of that was the disgraceful scene yesterday at Puller's place. Puller rang me just now with a long tale about Marcia screaming her head off and wanting to tear the Bronson's girl's hair out, clawing and scratching like a brace of alley cats. Makes a chap wonder what the world's coming to.
I still say you're making a mistake, Tressida. Jeff's a good fellow, and
I'm not saying he's a knave. All I'm saying is that for his own good, he must let that Bronson girl go. My mind's made up. I told Marcia she was on her way out a couple of nights ago.
Well, Jeff's going to buck like a mule.
Let him. Who runs the firm? Jeff Pilgrim or me?
Are you just going to sack her for no reason?
Well, be generous. I'll get on the phone to Percy Fleming and tell him what's up. Percy can handle it.
Why don't you handle it yourself?
Why the devil should I? Percy Fleming draws $3,000 a year as my managing director, and it won't hurt him to do a bit of the dirty work.
Then you admit intruding on Jeff's personal life and sacking his secretary for Marcia's benefit is dirty work.
Oh, confound you, Harriet. Don't sit there maneuvering me into false positions. Now put down that knitting. Listen to me. Blood's thicker than water. Marcia comes first with me.
She always has, and it's not a good thing.
All right, I've spoiled her. I don't care. Where Marcia's happiness is concerned, Stella Bronson can go to the devil.
Your mind's made up, is it?
Yes, it is.
Tressida, do you honestly think there's anything between Jeff and his secretary?
I don't know. I'm not thinking of that. All I know is I'm getting her out of the firm. Percy, I hope I'm not disturbing a rubber bridge or anything. But about that Bronson girl. Yes, yes, Pilgrim's secretary. You remember we discussed her the other day? Yes. Yes, that's right. I want you to get her up in your office tomorrow morning. Tell her she's being let go. Give her 3 months' pay in lieu of notice. What? You've done what? When? Whose idea was it? Pilgrim's, eh? Pilgrim wangled the contract for it, eh? Thanks, Percy. I'll call in tomorrow morning. You hear that, Harriet? Jeff Pilgrim's tied the firm up. Given that girl a watertight contract for a year. Now, what do you say about there being something between those two?
Where are you going?
I'm going to see young Pilgrim. And his story had better be good.
Marcia, darling, when are we going to get this Stella Bronson business straightened out? When are you going to realize that I don't give a tinker's benediction for her?
When you kick her out.
You're so terse because I took her out the other night.
I most certainly am.
How many more times do I have to tell you? I was furious with you. I'd have taken anyone out. What did it amount to? If Melody Parsons or Mary Beecham or anyone I know had walked into Carassi's, I'd have dragged them off to the cheesecake. But it just happened to be Stella Bronson.
Oh, really, Jeff, I'm not interested. If I bore you, say so.
I'm your husband, darling. And I didn't marry you because you bored me.
That was nearly a year ago. I'm sorry I'm not as exciting as Stella.
Marcia, do you want our marriage to fold up?
It looks as though you do.
I don't. But your incessant jealousy will fold it up for both of us. Jealousy's a symptom of emotional immaturity. If there's a problem between two people, it only aggravates it. And what's a darn sight worse with you and me, it's created a problem where none should exist.
If you loved me, Jeff, you'd do what I asked.
I do love you. But I can be expected to resent your lack of trust, Carter.
If I started running about with Tom, Dick, and Harry, would you trust me? I'm your wife. I have a right to your fidelity.
Affection and fidelity, my dear girl, can never be exacted as a right. They can only be earned. God knows I love you, Marcia. But a jealous person's impossible to live with. Love doesn't flourish in an atmosphere of perpetual discord and suspicion.
I know what you're trying to say. You want Stella Bronson, and you're trying to say it's my fault. You're trying to say you're getting sick of me, and I've done it myself.
Well, so you darn well have. I'm getting sick of your... what's the use? Let's forget it. What's the sense of trying to thrash anything out with you?
That's right. Blame me for everything. You always do. Are you going to be unfaithful if you haven't been already and say I made you? Go on, say it. So you were driven to it. What line do you use on Bronson?
Huh?
My wife doesn't understand me. Isn't that the first one in the book?
I don't use any line.
You do.
All I've ever done with her has been as impersonal as a shaking hand.
Must take me for a fool.
I don't care what she said at Polish yesterday.
She said enough to give you away.
Who the devil's this? Who the devil has to butt in at a time like this?
Good evening, Jeff.
No.
I want to see you.
Well, come on in, sir.
Good evening, Marcia.
Hello, Uncle Chesterton.
I want to talk to Jeff alone. Will you go into another room? Or would you like us to talk down in my car?
No, it's all right. I'll get out of the way. What is it?
I want to talk to Jeff. Now do as I say and close the door after you.
Oh, all right.
Now look here, young fellow. What's the idea of giving this Bronson girl a contract?
Why not?
Never mind why not. Give me your reasons.
Really, sir, I don't know what all this is about. What's more natural? She's excellent in the office. She's been getting offers from Puller. And I don't want to lose her. I'd have been a fool not to tie her up.
Why don't you want to lose her?
Because she's a damn good secretary.
Be kind enough not to raise your voice. Are you sure you don't want to lose her because she's the second string to your bow?
I think you'd better explain just what you mean by that, sir.
I'll explain quickly enough. You had her out the other night in some tuppenny halfpenny dive down on the bay. Now you suddenly fix it so we can't fire her without dishonoring our contract. Well?
I was brought up to respect my elders, sir. But what you're implying makes me sick.
You'll have to do better than that. It's too much of a coincidence.
What is?
Just a minute. Come here a moment, will you, Marcia? What did I tell you a couple of days ago about Stella Bronson?
You said you'd made up your mind to fire her.
You what? Look here, sir. We had that out before, months ago.
And I gave way to you.
But my reasons for keeping you were the same then as now.
Balderdash, you don't seem to realize, Jeff. All your high-minded tripe about Marcia trusting you fell flat in its face the moment you started seeing your secretary on the sly.
But confound it, I've never seen her on the sly, never.
Well, I don't know what you call it. Now listen to me, the pair of you. Marcia, did you tell Jeff I was going to fire Stella Bronson?
Well,
did you or didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You're sure of that?
Yes.
This sets my teeth on edge. I warned you, Marcia. I warned you the one thing I wouldn't stand for was your trying to run my office through your Uncle Tresidor.
Now, just wait a minute, Bill.
Just a minute, be hanged. I'm off.
Where are you going, Jeff?
Somewhere where they take people's decency for granted.
Jeff! Jeff, where are you going? Uncle Tresidor, I won't have him running off just when it suits him. I won't have it!
Now, look here, Marcia. I may have taken a bit too much for granted.
He's taken his car.
There's not much you can do about it this minute. And if he really didn't know we were going to fire Bronson, if he actually didn't know, I mean, I assume he bustled Fleming into a contract for her to prevent just that. Now, I don't know what to do.
Well, I know. Jeff thinks he can run around with other women, does he? Well, let's see how he takes it when I start.
Now you listen to me, my girl. No shenanigans.
Shenanigans? Really, Uncle Tressida, what do you take me for? Ah, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mix up a drink.
That you, Jeff?
Yes. You're not waiting up, are you?
Don't be a fool. I've been in bed for hours. Have fun?
Yes, thanks.
So, you gave dear Stella a contract just so you wouldn't lose her.
Clever of you, wasn't it, darling?
Oh, shut up, for Pete's sake. I've had about enough.
You did know we were getting rid of her, didn't you? I let it drop when I said she mightn't be at the office in the morning. You're a wreck, Jeff.
Look, if you're going to keep this up, I'm going to a pub for the night.
You needn't. I'm going to sleep. But this is the last straw, Jeff. Two can play at your game. And it's about my turn, don't you think?
Your turn for what?
I'm going to start running around when your back's turned. Only I'll be a little more subtle than you. And if you find out, you can give me a divorce. But remember this, Jeff. I don't care what you do. People aren't going to say I lost my husband to Stella Bronson. They're going to say you lost me. They're going to say you couldn't hold me. Do you understand?
Oh, what a rotten mess to be in. Marriage and love. I've just learned effective life. You can be as fond of a woman as possible. And then suddenly, flick. Just like turning out a light. Suddenly you don't love him anymore. Ah, go to sleep, Pilgrim. Who do you think you're kidding? If only I could talk to somebody sensible. If only I could talk to Stella.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.